about like Mac? Isn't Capitan like a Mac OS thing? You know what I'm talking about?
Capitan,
like, yeah.
Captain?
Yeah.
What is Captain?
I'm confused.
Well, now I'm a little confused. We're both a little confused. What are we going to do?
Oh, yeah, we're live, by the way.
Live on air.
That is right. That is right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spook Night number one with Paula Perez.
What's good, homies?
Hey.
As you can tell, I'm absolutely bewildered to be here.
I am as well. I've been so excited. I've been like trying to hype everybody up in the Discord. I'm like, guys, we're going to read horror stories.
What? Yeah. We are going to read horror stories, and I'm very pumped. And I did very intense research, and I definitely didn't just click on the first horror stories I found.
Oh, me neither.
I was like, 14 minutes, that's a good amount of time.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, I looked at it thoroughly at work. I was just like... Huh. Stories.
Huh.
Click on one and then just...
I was like, summer nights.
Right?
Whoa. And here we are.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Absolutely cray.
So guys, we're going to be streaming for about an hour and a half or something like that of reading some horror stories. As you can see, the layout. It looks very nice. I'm very proud
Dope
of myself.
Dope AF.
Yes. I'm very proud. It took me approximately 30 minutes... to do that.
How fun.
Yeah. I just want to see what I can do like in like an hour or two. I don't know.
Crazy.
But yeah, if you guys want to become like a Twitch sub or anything like that, it's right down here below by the follow button, I think. Isn't it by the follow button? I think it is by the follow button.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Charlie, turn up your volume a bit. Paula is louder than you.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm like right by my mic. That's on me, guys. Maybe.
Yeah, it's fine. It's like, hey, man, I'm pushing this thing as loud as it can go, but I'll come up closer to the mic so that you can hear me breathe. So yeah.
Just come up and whisper.
So, yeah, I think that we're just going to go ahead and start this off. And, Paula, I hope... Well, do you want to, like, tell them about yourself? Tell them about yourself. Tell the people who you are and what you do.
All right. If everyone insists, I think the most important thing about me that I was showing Charlie before we did this was that I can do a badass Marvin the Martian impression. not to say nothing about nothing, but that's no easy feat. What do I do? What's interesting about me? I used to do bowling, but now I don't. Sorry, I forgot like everything about me. What's good? What's good with me?
Well, you do the, comedy stuff, and you do the,
oh, yeah, I do
you
some
do the
stand-up.
Filming and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I film and I do comedy. I'm actually doing more this Wednesday, and I'm a little nervous because there's a slightly related 9/11 joke, but I didn't mean for it to be this close to the end. It's a stupid joke, because I'm talking about Titanic, and I'm like, it's a stupid movie because it's about a tragedy, and they made it like a subplot of the movie that people died of corporate greed. And I was like, if we did that today, that'd be dumb. And then I compared it, like, you know, if we made a movie about 9/11.
There is a movie about 9/11.
And then I did. Too bad for them.
Yeah. So wait, was that the joke or like?
It was better set up, and there's a better punchline.
Gotcha.
But
well, hey, I mean,
there is a dumb joke that I also do that I'll give you a quick peek at. It's really like, it's basically just going, you know, I'm sure most of you guys know that 20 years ago on September, something awful happened to our nation.
Oh.
Ben Stiller's Zoolander came out. And then I just complain about Ben Stiller's Zoolander. We sent the troops to Afghanistan because we were really like, we wanted to threaten Ben Stiller. We were going to take him out. And then Zoolander 2 came out. And now we've taken them out and there's no controversies about that whatsoever.
My girlfriend Mary, she loves Ben Stiller for some odd reason. Like,
I can do a bad Ben Stiller impression.
Oh, the animals are alive! Oh,
I took it from like Ryan Higa, like a video I saw when I was like younger, which was like the he's like I don't know, okay, I don't know, ask the monkey, and he's like throwing his hands everywhere. That's my Ben Stiller impression.
We had like a big debate in like the car with like her parents, and I'm just like, Ben Stiller, And I'm like, God, I can't stand Ben Stiller. And they're like, why? And I was like, his forehead is like huge and it just really throws me off and everything. And then she's like, my girlfriend's like, wow, like he's pretty handsome. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like,
I would say handsome.
Yeah.
I really liked him in Arrested Development.
Your standards, fam. Like, Jesus.
Don't have girlfriend standards. It's gonna reflect poorly on you.
Oh my God, she said in the chat, "Stop hating on my man."
You should stop hating on her man.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. All right, guys.
I may not be attracted to Ben Stiller, but I can appreciate him.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know what movies that I really liked of him. I mean, Night at the Museum wasn't too bad. I mean, yeah, that's a classic. But like,
I liked him in Arrested Development, though.
I haven't seen that one. Oh, no, wait, I'm thinking of...
it's the funniest show.
I'm also thinking of the guy from 40-Year-Old Virgin in The Office. That guy?
Steve Carell?
Yeah, Steve Carell, yeah, yeah.
I love
He's
Steve
funny.
Carell.
He's funny.
He is very funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, God, I feel like we should do, like, another podcast thing or, like, where we just talk.
Where we just talk about our movies.
Yeah. Yeah, where we just talk about movies and stuff like that.
The tag Just Chatting is here.
So,
not
yeah.
to say nothing about Noblin, but
yeah. So yeah, I mean, hey, it might happen, but yeah, guys, feel free to donate, follow, or become a Twitch sub. Yeah, I mean, I might possibly be gifting some subs later on, so stick around for that. And yeah, Paula, you want to read the first story?
Oh, I'm so honored. Okay, let me bring my mic closer.
Ooh.
If it's really bad quality, I don't know. I'll challenge you to a rap battle.
Oh, you know.
Who's pumped? That was me in middle school. I was that kid.
Oh, really? Oh, you were just like, throwing around rap battles around the lunchroom?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, what's up for rap battle? And then they'd say, no, go away, weird woman. And then I would. Anyway, back to the story.
Then I'd go cry.
Then I'd go cry, like the rest of us. All right, how long is this one? This one's like 14 minutes. So everyone strap in, throw money at your TVs, and we'll get started.
Oh, wait. I've got a great idea. Never mind. I don't want to mess with anything. I was going to put like in the background, like some very ominous, weird music, like creepy music.
Put some very ominous, weird music, please.
Okay. All right. I hope that it won't irritate the stream or anything. If it does, I'll just turn it off. Very...
Oh,
ominous, creepy music.
Quick question: what's a channel point? Because
a channel point?
I don't really know. I don't really know the.
Okay,
stuff.
So channel points. Is it like in the left-hand corner of the chat?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, they came out with this new thing to where, like, I think, like, the longer that you watch or the more that you chat, you gain channel points, and you can use those points to like highlight your message. Or gain a emote or something like that. Something cool like that. So, yeah.
All right, yeah. Thanks for us totally getting off to course because I don't know how the internet works.
No, you're totally fine.
Here we are. There's 20 people watching.
Oh!
And the whole world's on my shoulder.
Yes.
How is my audio quality? Let me check this out real quick.
Oh, it's fine. It should be fine. Hang on one second. Let's go silent because I'm trying to see if this music is coming through.
Gotcha.
I believe it is.
Yeah, here.
I just blasted it. All right. Okay. I'm trying to find some that's like not like super like loud. Okay.
Uh-oh.
We are good. Guys, the original music is by I don't know how to say this guy's name. Petter B. Helland. So, yeah. Let's enjoy the stream, everyone.
Sorry, I muted myself by accident.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I don't know how technology works. So, all right, let's get started, everyone.
Yeah.
Get comfy, get spooky, and stay sexy. All right. A diabolical laugh. We're never going to get to this story. Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right. Ready? Blast that music. Hit it, Fergie.
My grandma yelled at me.
Best person to yell at you.
So what's the name of this story that you're reading for everyone at home?
Oh, I should start with that. It's called Summer Nights. It's written by Rodri Go, but I assume it's just Rodrigo with maybe someone who made an accident.
Oh. Okay, interesting, interesting. All right, take it away.
So
we can like pause in between like sections and like talk about the story. So I just want to say, like, feel free to do that because like we don't just have to like sit here and just like, you know, do that.
Yeah, and like, just listen have to me talk.
Though. Yeah, right.
It'd be lame.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right. Summer nights in a small college town were something straight out of a pulp magazine. A risque combination of nostalgia, science fiction, and impossible stories. Every year, from May to August, the place was left largely empty due to a legion of students who had skipped town for the break. Vacated dormitories languished across campus, and the streets were quiet, even when they shouldn't be. Time lurched, unbothered. The resulting desolate landscape was beautiful and haunting. The perfect setting for a massacre in a Tarantino film. We're back in it. Only the locals remained for the most part, taking care of the city's mundane functions and pretending any of it mattered. I had just finished my junior year at St. Dominic University, and, as usual, going back home abroad was not a feasible option. So I stayed behind, working for the school's ground department, digging holes, mowing grass, and whacking weeds. The pay was minimum wage, but doing it full-time meant I had enough cash to cover rent, buy groceries, and even venture to the occasional dance with the devil at the local watering hole. Life used to be cheap in small-town America. Every day after sundown, temperatures would drop to double digits while a cool breeze tempered the hot asphalt. In the absence of a skyline, darkness followed. By the time I'd burned through a joint and drank six of Modelo's sitting on my rooftop, conditions were just perfect to go for a walk. I wandered the streets at night, equipped with a 30-gigabyte fifth-generation iPod, filled with enough angst to get the girl and take the revenge on my enemies.
Oh my god, fifth-generation iPod, dude, that's so sick. I remember when those things were, like, so freaking popular.
It's also really specific. How old is this story?
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, yeah, I walked around with my fifth-generation iPod, like, bro. That's some swagger right there. That is guaranteed swagger.
That's how we know this guy's cool.
Yeah, right? Like, so like my friend had one. I was so jealous. I was like, you and your Apple products. Because I was like, ugh, Android Apple. For life.
Get out of here, Android.
Oh, wait.
I'm going to have to hop off the stream now.
Hang on now. Okay.
This Android comment. Android?
Hey, look, there are some Android phones out there that are really good. Okay.
It's like silence that I left.
It's like, I don't know what to tell you. Name one where whenever you drop the phone, the battery doesn't fall out.
I have an OtterBox, and I stand by that.
Oh, yeah?
For those wondering, this is a plug from OtterBox, #ad.
Oh.
Just kidding, Disney sponsor.
That would be great. That would be great, though.
I wish OtterBox would sponsor me. I've been promoting them since, like, the sixth grade.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we are.
Right.
All right, back to the story, everyone.
Oh, yeah, continue.
Got too excited about that iPod. Okay. Walking carelessly down the middle of the road, submerged under electric guitars high on overdrive pedal effects, every step taken was a reassurance of my dominion over the city in the dark. I was powerful. I was alive. I was wrong. It was well past the small hours one night when I took a few turns off of 16th Street. Down rows of ordinary homes, each with their AC units sticking out the window. At the end of each driveway, decrepit mailboxes withered under a crescent moon. Streetlights were scarce and spirits roamed unopposed. On my earbuds, Matthew Bellamy was just about to hit the high note and sing for absolution when a pair of creeping lights in front of me caught my attention. It was a vehicle. I moved over to the right and kept walking, expecting for it to drive by. But instead, the car slowed down and came to a stop underneath a streetlight. A wisp of smoke tied to a cigarette's cherry S emanated from the open window on the driver's side. I'm going to take a break and complain about me being able to read.
It's okay. Like,
why?
Yeah, like, I hate reading live at the same time because I'm like, because it shows that I just can't read.
That's why it takes me so long to record these, because yeah, I will trip up on, like, I will say the wrong. I'd be like, yeah, duh. No.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
What?
It's like,
I keep getting distracted by this cool ass overlay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm so. Yes. Yes. I love how the smoke is there and everything. I think I did a very fine job. And as you see the arrow,
great job.
So I'll flip that arrow whenever like I start to read and stuff like that. I found that really cool.
So pumped.
Right.
That is really cool. Well done. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Everyone pumped for me to get back to the story.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I thought from the chat.
Yeah.
Come back to the story.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a little mean, but I'll do it. Okay. Fuck. I thought it wasn't unusual to get harassed by some locals on occasion. They were an antiquate. It's really embarrassing. Okay. They were an antiquated religious bunch, and my appearance left much to desire according to their standards. Still, I didn't break pace. This was my town, after all. The vehicle was an old white sedan, rusted at the edges with a few dents on the hood, and one chrome antenna standing tall. A plastic crucifix hung from the rearview mirror. Behind the wheel, a woman with long gray hair and a wrinkled face looked at me, wide-eyed and weary. A glowing cig hung from her thin lips. I pressed pause. Let's do some analysis really quickly.
Yeah. Like, who is this lady? Like, this is really creepy, and it's like very well written too. Like, I feel like the people who always put themselves, where they don't put themselves in these situations for like a specific reason, you know? Like, I feel like that these people are like, I don't know. It's like whenever we're scared, we can we seem to like really go into deep detail so that you can feel like what you felt at that moment. You know what I mean?
I get so scared.
Right? Just like I'd be dipped already. I don't like this.
That's the thing. I always end up like recording them or doing something with these like close to nighttime.
Mm-hmm,
and I'm a very paranoid person.
I'm very paranoid.
So that means like I'm not going to sleep.
Yeah. Like I'm paranoid now. You know?
Yeah. I'm always paranoid. I always think that like
stay paranoid, everyone. Stay paranoid. Stay on your toes.
I read a little something in the chat room so everyone can see how cool I look.
Yes.
Sorry, that's totally unrelated. No, but it's just because my like banner I made it says my name and then it says I'm Bella Perez eats cats.
Oh, eats cats.
So just a little warning to everyone.
Do you eat cats?
I can either confirm or deny these allegations until my lawyer comes out with a press statement. Too silly. I actually don't eat cats, as far as I'm concerned. But I got a fish recently.
Oh, my girlfriend did too. That's so weird.
Twins.
I got it the other day.
A beta.
A beta?
A beta crown tail was my type of fish.
Oh.
Because I got it in a bowl because I didn't want to play for a filtration system. We are dabbing.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are dabbing. It's cool.
Yeah, right. Why not?
Anyway, I named my fish William in honor of Will Arnett, a cool guy.
Oh, I see.
And I imagine that he has a British accent.
Oh my god,
we're just twinning! Wait, was it a crown tail? Are we just... Do you have my fish?
I know nothing about fish. I just eat them. I don't grab a goldfish. I don't grab it.
I just realized I had fish sticks today. that's not good. My fish is, like, behind me.
You just see, like, he's the fish stick just flopping on the plate.
he probably saw me eat it and, like, cried. That was on me. Right? Sorry,
he's
William.
Like, Bro, get me out of this fucking place.
He's so unhappy in there, and I try to make him happy, and I got like a little like treasure chest.
Oh,
but he doesn't like it.
No.
Oh,
that sucks. I'm trying to get a rat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rat.
Rats. Oh shit. But yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
That's a story.
Come back to the story.
We didn't even narrate. We didn't even like analyze anything. We just started talking about fish.
It's like, okay, so we're going to take a pause break and we're going to talk about fish and nothing but fish.
Right, what yeah. I did do that I thought was very funny. I'm going to say this one last joke and then I'll go back to
Sure,
the
yeah, yeah.
I know, like, as a parody of the Flash theme song, I went fish. Dun, 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 savior of the universe.
Savior of the universe, yeah.
So,
fish.
I thought it was too funny.
Oh my God. I totally
Way
get
to go
it.
Go, Katie, bringing you caffeine.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah, Katie. Hearts hell in yeah, the chat Katie. For Katie. Hearts in the chat for Katie.
Hearts in the chat for Katie. I'm going to write a little heart on my own account.
Yeah, I'm going to try and heart. Like, I can't, okay. Okay, this, no, this, and then this. Yeah. All right. Sorry, I had to like manually type in the heart.
Oh, how awkward. I also right? did the heart thing.
Yeah, right. Okay, back to this old lady in this car. Or who knows if she's old. Yeah.
All right. Who knows? I do need to hurry up because like, I can stay on, but I really might have to dip at like 11.
That is totally fine.
Which, that's on me, y'all. That's because I got to get that rest.
Hey, that's okay.
Because I got to drive in the morning, Ooh. So I have to be, like, kind of awake. You know, not to brag or anything. Called my car. Back to the story. I'll get into the names later.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Oh, we're going to make her country. Okay. You need to take that off and burn it, compadre, she said in a menacing, raspy voice, taking a hit and exhaling a heavy cloud of smoke. Her left elbow rested on the window frame, and the flickering cigarette, now at the tip of her fingers, pointed straight at my chest. The smell of cheap tobacco hung in between us. I rolled my eyes and smirked, realizing the reason why this woman was pestering me. It was my shirt. I was wearing a vintage Motley Crue Shout at the Devil 1984 t-shirt, the one with a giant inverted pentagram. The sigil of Baphomet. A cursed garment in her eyes, no doubt. To me, though, it was a cool piece of rock and roll history. A work of art in its own right.
Hell yeah.
A collector's item. It was also just a cotton shirt, one my father wore a long time ago. Fuck off, lady. Jesus is dead, I replied with derision, hoping this would offend her enough to leave me alone.
That's dark.
That's what I'm going to start saying. Just anytime someone's mean to me, I'm just gonna go fuck off. Jesus is dead.
Right? It's just, I mean, it really takes you off guard. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
Like, what the fuck did
what
you
do? What do
you
do to that?
It's like,
well, all right, I guess.
All right.
All right, I guess Jesus is dead, according to you. So
yeah, right?
Just. Back to the story. Alright. Instead, the crone let out a loud, mischievous cackle that made me uncomfortable. Her wide grin revealed multiple cavities, ew, and stained teeth. Though unnerving, there was an unmistakably honesty to her reaction, the sort of transparency only a lunatic possesses. I turned away and resumed walking. The sounds of rattling phlegm, and malice somehow disguised as laughter, reverberated behind me. This is a little gross. Then, silence. The night was quiet again, except for the car engine's steady growl, which meant the hag wasn't driving away. An eerie sensation crawled on my skin. I looked back defiantly to find her staring at me, her striking blue eyes gleaming on the side mirror of the old sedan. She seemed excited. Stupid bitch, I thought, half annoyed. The car's bright red brake lights blinked and began to move, slowly disappearing into the dark. I took the next available turn down a narrow road to my right, scoffing at the pathetic woman and her superstition while deciding whether to restart the song or just let it play. Unconcerned, convinced 5,000 years of religion was all make-believe, pitiful stories for fools and children, arrogant, underestimating the whims and appetite of our creator. Alone, unaware that demons are anything but superstition, quite the opposite. They come in many different forms, and their taste is most eccentric. And thus, despite the bedlam's grim warning, I continued my stroll, undeterred, a mistake I would soon pay for in flesh and blood. Foreshadowing, but it kind of... A little spoiler alert.
Yeah, right? Ooh. Intrigued?
To the sets. I am intrigued. I can say that much.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm goofing off right now in the chat, and I'm trying to figure out how to use it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Not to beg for subs, but what do I need to do so people can throw money at their screens? Everyone, put a comment in chat.
Yeah. It's like, do you want me to...
Quickly becomes...
You want me to read in Hermit's voice? Kermit?
I'll read the entire story in, like, Kermit's voice.
We need to do a stream where we just do that, though. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Hell yeah.
Thick, misgiving clouds began to take a hold of the sky.
She takes a fat...
The stars above.
She takes a fat drag from her cigarette.
She takes a fat drag from her cigarette. What a bitch. Jesus is dead. That's the whole show. This is Kermit saying that. It's a mix of Kermit and Marvin the Martian, which
yeah,
I can't
right,
do.
Yeah, right.
What are we going to do? Kermit's dead. That's my impression. Thank you, everyone.
And I am now leaving.
Thank you. This is all, like, I'll shut myself out.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. Take it all right, away. All right. It's all good. Back to the story. And I guess I won't do the Kermit voice. All right. Thick, misgiving clouds began to take a hold of the sky. Indifferent, the stars above did nothing but contemplate. Shadows crept uncontested. A string of alternative rock anthems, and a few turns later, everything looked the same. Deep in the suburban sprawl, yet nothing seemed familiar. I found myself in an alley, walking on loose gravel, when I saw it. A person.
Uh-oh.
A man sitting on a porch to my right, just far enough from the dim street lamp to appear as nothing more than a bleak silhouette, an apparition.
Uh-oh.
But he was there. The weak incandescent glow coming from inside his house betrayed him. Attempting to show traditional courtesy, I nodded and made a small hand gesture. The figure didn't move an inch. Not good. All right, Captain Obvious.
I just want to thank Not My Problem for donating $10, who said, awesome narration, Paula.
What? Wait, where'd that come from?
It popped up
on
the screen.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I'm so, how do I go back? How do I do this?
But it's okay. If you miss the donation, we'll say it whenever, like, we break or something. And plus, like, it plays, like, a fun little sound on the stream. I would recommend, like, finishing, like, whatever, like, you're reading it first. And then being like, hey.
I definitely should. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. Totally fine.
Sorry, everyone. I got excited. What can I say? I'm a whore for money. Anywho. Back to the story.
All right.
Let's see. I'm gonna make all the other characters Southern for everyone's enjoyment.
Yes, because every Southern Way person
down.
Is scary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just like a known fact.
Yeah, for sure.
I couldn't make them British or French. Imagine if they go, "We down mark the grave." It would not work. They're
Jesus,
all Southern.
Jesus is dead.
Jesus is dead. That's like my half French.
Yeah.
I can't do an Australian. And it can't Jesus. Be Kermit. It can't be Jesus is dead.
Jesus is dead.
Jesus. Jersey would be fun. It just wouldn't be intimidating. I can't do Italian. Okay, I'm not going to go through all my accents. Right, okay. I'm going to get through this, guys. We got this. All right, ready? Yeah. Way down, mark the grave, croned Jared Way. In my earbuds, it's like, it was a song. Never mind. Sorry. This was all for nothing. As I strode past the man, when he calmly stood up and began moving towards the road, towards the light. Moving in the dark, he seemed more arachnid than human. A few crooked steps later, there he was, under the streetlight, 10 feet away and impossibly tall. I stood still, awkwardly staring at the specimen before me. Everything about him was just a bit too long for comfort. His limbs stretched to abnormal lengths and large tendons protruded at every joint. An excess of cartilage gave him a grotesque appearance. Acromegalia? Megalia? I don't know.
What kind of fucking
Maybe.
Word?
I do not know. Maybe that's the source of everything over here.
Right.
I thought gawking at the man in disbelief. His pale skin drew a sharp contrast with the black Metallica t-shirt he was wearing. Rows of cross-shaped headphones lined up on a field. The cover art from Master of Puppets. Nice.
Oh.
There were dark stains on his jean shorts, and he was barefoot. Wild hair, absent eyes, morose lips. It was hard to tell if he was even looking at me. I pressed pause and took off my buds. I'm trying to be scared over here, Charlie, and I can keep hearing you giggling.
Why can I picture fucking Christopher Lloyd Back to the Future?
Christopher Lloyd, what are you doing over here?
We gotta go back in time.
This would be Christopher Lloyd.
Right. Thank you, Oswald, for the $2. He says, hi, everyone.
Oswald, you rock.
Oswald, hell yeah. Oswald,
I love you. Lee You're Harvey my best Oswald? Friend.
Who? What? When? Where?
What's good? Oh, I'm my bowling coach. His name was Oswaldo. So you guys, maybe you're my bowling coach in disguise.
Hey.
Well, ex-bowling coach. I got kicked off the team for being too good. This is not important to the story. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry.
No.
I will go back to reading. Yes. Ready?
Ready.
Hey, I'm looking for the leper messiah. Seen him around? I asked, trying to lighten the mood. Embarrassed to have stared for so long. No response of any kind. Not verbal, not physical, nothing. After a second of silence, I turned around and resumed my stroll, feeling uneasy. I put the headphones back on, but did not restart the music. The sound of my footsteps carried me to the end of the block. I took a left and couldn't help looking back. He was on the same spot, under the same incandescent light, yet something was different. Maybe it was the increased distance between us, but now he seemed more alert. His head was definitely tilted in my direction, and feeling even more unsettled, I picked up the pace. It was time to head home. Checking over my shoulder every few steps, I reached the next street before making a right turn. I looked behind me one last time to make sure my sinister encounter was over. The empty road was mostly dark, and the trees swayed back and forth to the wind's ominous melody. No sign of him. Relieved, I pulled out my iPod and began scrolling down the long list of eyeliner bands. Looking for something.
Fifth generation iPod.
Yeah, on his fifth generation AirPod. Really wanted to make this scary? They should have made it a Nokia. I would have, like, screamed.
Oh, right.
A Nokia? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Don't worry about that thing. Don't worry about not dropping that. Those things are indestructible.
Yeah, then that's really your weapon. That's what I'm taking in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, right. A Nokia.
A Nokia. That's going to be everything I need. That's my weapon. It's my communication.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's my friend. Back to the story. Oh, wait, where am I? Okay. I pulled down my iPod and began scrolling down a long list of eyeliner bands, looking for something upbeat. The screen's blue glow illuminated in my face as I made my choice. Chop Suey by System of a Down. Satisfied, I pressed play and put the Apple device back in my pocket. Looking up, my short-lived sense of safety vanished. I could see the man, barely, a block away on the opposite corner, hunched over on the obscured sidewalk. His foreboding figure poised perfectly still. Had he been there this whole time? It was sure the street was empty just a minute ago. But then again, it didn't really matter. At that moment, there was only one thought, loud inside my head. This fucker is following me. I looked away and continued walking, this time a little faster. Once out of his field of vision, my stride sped up into a run. Wake up, barked Serge Tankian in my ears. Oh, it's the song again. I keep making it southern.
Oh.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry I keep making Motley Crue a southern band.
Like, your reading is so, like, ominous and, like, super suspenseful. Oh, my God. No, that was scary. Like, could you just imagine, like, turning around and just seeing some dude, like... He was like, hunched over on the sidewalk, wasn't he? Like, wait, would that mean that he's, like, on all fours right then? Is that...
I would be like, yippee-ki-yay, just hop on his back and ride him like a horse.
What the hell?
Yee-haw. I'm thinking of a little bit that one guy from what's it called? That movie, that The Goonies. I'm thinking of the guy from The Goonies. Like, that's how I'm imagining it.
Oh, yeah, The Goonies.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
That's how I'm saying it. So, in case anyone wants a visual, that's what I'm thinking. Not to brag or anything with my thoughts. All right, everyone, we're going to go back to the story. Yeah. So cuddle up next to your friendly neighborhood monsters.
Ooh.
And we'll just keep on
just
partying.
Keep on trucking.
If my computer wants to work. We'll just keep on trucking. Ready?
Yes.
Wake up, barked Serge Tankian in my ears as I took a sharp right into an alleyway. Empty trash cans stood witness to the terror in my movements. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Sorry, I can't read the lyrics without, like, I... Anyway, it's a good story, except the lyrics. The lyrics throw me off.
Right.
Anyway, I'll get through it. I'm a pro at this. Don't worry, guys. I got you. Ready? Okay. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. I made a left into an avenue and kept running. My black Converse high tops gripped the hardened concrete at every corner. Hide the scars to fade away the shakeup. The track raged under unethered, in between melodic hooks and sacrilegious questions. Six more blocks in, the campus tower is finally visible. Slowing down and breathing hard, I took off my buds and looked around. Silent rows of homes stared back at me. I walked the next several blocks with caution, catching my breath, sticking to the sidewalk and without any music. Instead, I listened to the sound of rustling leaves harmonizing alongside a choir of crickets. The ghostly call of a lone owl accentuated their tune at will. I was in the middle of an intersection when the somber, natural symphony came to an abrupt halt. For a second, there was absolute silence. Then, with a loud pop, every street lamp around me went out. Shards of glass rained down on the pavement. In the middle of everything happening.
I'm so fucking sorry. Okay, so, like, it's the music good. In the background was slowly picking up, and then whenever you said, and then it cut off, and I was like, what the fuck?
It was planned.
That was definitely planned. I'm so sorry. I ruined this.
That's all good. It's all good. It's all good, Holmes. All right. I'm watching the like stream and I occasionally mute it. And I occasionally like, unmute it to listen to myself. And then I hear myself and then I don't want to do that anymore.
Oh, right. Oh, shit. We missed the donation. For the win, $5 says, love the overlay. Thank you so much.
The overlay is dope.
Yes.
But let's compliment me more. Just Josh, and this overlay's great, and I actually really do like it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, look at me. I'm dead.
You're dead, and I'm a little dead. Vampire.
Yeah.
How spooky. Ugh. What a pair.
Right.
Me and your girlfriend both have fish, so we can create, like, a fish club where we can, like, haunt them or something. I don't know. There was a joke to the end of this, and I didn't...
just a fish floating in your toilet bowl.
Swing and a miss. Swish and a fish in a toilet bowl.
Hell yeah.
Swish, swish, fish.
Swish, whoa, where the hell did I hear that? Wait, was that a thing?
Yeah, swish, swish, fish. It was a Katy Perry song.
Oh, right, yeah. And then that's
I
what
know, I'm too the, silly.
Yeah.
Yeah, too good, everyone. Oh, yeah. All right, back to the story. Ready? Where am I? Okay, wait, sorry, I'm terrible at, like, reading. Okay, wait.
Okay,
for a second, there was absolute silence. Then, with a loud pop, every street lamp around me went out. Shards of glass rained down on the pavement, followed by near-pitch darkness. A drop of cold sweat ran down my neck, and far off in the distance, erratic footsteps moved wickedly up and down the neighborhood. It was him. He was coming for me. Afraid, trying not to panic, I flipped open my Nokia cell phone. Stop! I called it. I got excited.
Oh, it happened.
Don't flip it open. I would like to say I called it, everyone.
Oh, does it really say Nokia?
It really says Nokia. I did not make that up.
Oh my god.
I flipped open my Nokia cell phone and dialed 911.
Oh my god.
What happened to your iPod? You can't call it an iPod. I forgot. That's okay.
Well, yeah. Well, it actually... Wait. Isn't there... Oh, I'm confused.
I always thought you could call.
Yeah, because there was, like, the emergency. No. Yeah. No, I think that just might be on iPhones.
Maybe. Yeah,
because I don't think it had a call option. I think that the only option was iMessaging, if I'm not.
Hmm.
Yeah, whatever. But, wow, that was neat.
So neat. I'm sorry. I got excited and it took us out of the moment. We're going back in, everyone. I won't make the 911 people southern, though. 911, what's your emergency? A female voice inquired in a monotone, professional demeanor. Hey, yeah, listen, I think I'm being stalked by some guy, I said, checking in every direction, trying to pinpoint the threat. What's your location? The operator replied. Totally lost my spot. Sorry, everyone. A few blocks west of campus, My heartbeat accelerated. The footsteps were getting louder. I'm sending a patrol your way. Do you have a description of the suspect? She asked, mechanically typing on her keyboard. Yeah, he's tall, dark hair, pale skin, lanky, and pretty fucking unsettling. He's wearing a Metallica t-shirt a couple of sizes too small for him. Silence.
Maybe he likes his shirts tight.
Maybe he's just, you know, been working out.
Right.
And he's getting a little buff. And he doesn't want to switch shirts. And, you know, Mofa's got to do what he's got to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Back to the story. All right. Hello? I ventured, feeling a knot in my stomach. The footsteps were close now. Run, said the voice on the other side of the line. Quiet and meek. Scared. I stood there frozen. Run, shrieked the emergency operator in a terrified pitch. At the same time, the approaching sounds of bare skin on broken glass cut through my spine. I peered into the darkness. He was close, only 2 blocks away, moving towards me in a horrific manner. His 4 extremities were bent at exaggerated angles, hands and feet making contact with the ground at a syncopated pace.
Oh, fuck that.
With every step, the man's hips and shoulders shifted mechanically from side to side, disjointed. There was no energy wasted in his movements. Every muscle twitch was sharpened with purpose. A fine-tuned supernatural predator. Quick, ill-boding steps carried him vicious road, leading straight to me, a primal fear overwhelming every nerve cell in my body. Then, a shot of adrenaline mobilized my legs, and I began sprinting in the opposite direction. Prey, after all, always make a run for it. Though usually to no avail, but maybe there was hope for me. So, I just had to find the patrol car. Am I even going the right way? But there was no time to think. In a matter of seconds, I felt the man's razor-sharp hand grip my hair from behind while pulling me down. That was a terrible sentence. I'm sorry, guys. His grip tore off a piece of my scalp as he put me hard on the ground. In an instant, his entire frame was on top of me. Arms, knees, elbows, legs, every one of my limbs was pinned down. His right palm pressed so hard against my face, I felt my right cheekbone crack and sink. While his heinous fingers and toes dug deep into my body at every point of contact, a pool of blood began to take shape under my head. The man looked at me with dull eyes and opened his mouth. I looked up in horror to see that it was full of molars. No incisors, no canines, only an excess of malformed bicuspids clustered on top of each other, tearing through, bleeding, bright red gums. Quick little pause. How's everyone doing?
Yeah, what the hell? Like, that's so... Could you imagine? I can't even, like, imagine that. Like, it's full of...
I get scared of the bank.
Full of molars. This is... Full of molars? This thing is a human, dog. Like...
That might be a dog. Who knows? Let's put our guesses. What do we think it is? I think someone fell in radioactive lava, and then they got, like, really into Metallica. So.
I think that this creature was created in the Nokia labs.
This was all an ad for Nokia. Because my guess, here's my prediction. I think that the Nokia phone is going to be what saves the day. That they're going to hit the Nokia over the person, and then it's going to be like, Nokia, better. That's my guess. God. That's my guess.
You know what, I swear to God, if that happens, I'm just gonna leave.
If that happens, I will end the stream. I will somehow, I will go into your house, go into your computers, click end.
And just hit stop streaming.
Stop streaming. If there's a Nokia saving.
It's like, oh yeah.
Let's find out, shall we?
You mean, wait, no, I'm going live off my Nokia. What do you mean?
Get off. Everywhere. Stop. Too many Nokias, guys. Not enough time.
Yeah, right.
All right. Back to the story. Is everyone pumped? Let's see if that Nokia works out. Ooh. Help, I screamed desperately and repeatedly into the night. There was no reply. An eerie stillness descended upon us. What the fuck was my last feeble thought before I closed my eyes in disbelief? A brutal death seemingly inevitable. Instead, warm bile, blood, and meat poured down on me from his insides. The man was vomiting. Ooh. Sorry, wait, I'm going to go back to my... He gagged, loosened his grip, and retched some more. The stench of organic waste filled my nostrils. I suddenly felt his entire weight come off me and watched him heave a few feet away. Arched back, limbs twisted, a ghastly figure spewing thick fluids in the dark. Wide-eyed and in shock, I felt paralyzed. "Get up," I thought desperately, but my body didn't respond. On his knees, suddenly, the ghoul began trembling and making guttural noises. He straightened his torso and gripped the pavement with diabolic strength, his wide open mouth faced the sky. I sat there terrified, unable to move, until I noticed a lumpy, round-shaped object the size of a soccer ball inside of him, slowly working its way up to his neck. Overcoming terror and pain, using my last ounce of adrenaline, I managed to stand and flee. Slow at first, wounded. Behind me, a loud thud on the ground followed by a hollow gasp. I turned around just long enough to see that the round-shaped object, now laying on the asphalt, had a face. I looked away and kept moving as fast as my legs could take me, too scared to even scream. Drenched in filth, every punch and breath reminded me I was a dead man. Nauseated, I took off the foul t-shirt and dropped it on the callous road. The sound of my frantic footsteps echoed on the empty street. I searched my pockets for the cell phone, but it was gone. Ugh, the Nokia's gone. Sorry, guys. The Nokia's gone. I was wrong. That's on me. The Nokia's gone. No. What you gonna do? Nokia's gone. Sorry, everyone. All right. Everyone excited? We're going back to the story. Sorry, I lost my place. I got distracted by the Nokia. Okay. My cell phone, but it was gone. I must have dropped it when the thing took me down. I kept running up ahead, red and blue lights flooded an alleyway. As I drew closer, a vehicle's headlights poured into the street. I stepped into the light and the high beams came on, blinding me. I heard the car door open. "Don't move. Put your hands where I can see them," commanded a voice without hesitation. "Help," I managed to blurt out, raising my hands and gasping for air, blood dripping from my mangled body. "Dispatch, I found the possible victim on 13th and Ash. I'm taking him to the ER," he said in a hurry, turning off the lights. "Please, we need to get the fuck out of here," I blurted out, my eyes still readjusting to the dark. The cop proceeded to give instructions, but his voice quickly faded into the background noise. It was over. We were dead. The demon was here, standing still as a granite statue on the sidewalk, only a few feet away from me, but outside the policeman's field of vision. Wild hair, absent eyes, morose lips. On his left hand, a grimy piece of black cloth hung in between his blood-tainted fingers. "Hey, you listening to me?" I felt the officer's right hand on the back of my neck. "Lower your voice, get in the vehicle, and keep your fucking head down," he said. Wait, I messed up my voices now. Sorry.
Damn.
Okay, wait, I'm going to redo that with a better voice. I was doing so good.
Hey, Oswald Sorry. Just donated another $3 saying, "You guys are doing Oswald? So great. Will this be on the podcast?" You know, I actually thought about that. So maybe, like, downloading this episode, converting it to audio, and maybe throw it on the podcast?
We should make it, like, special like that.
Honestly.
Yeah, you know, save ourselves some work.
Yeah, right?
Oswald, I love you now. You're my favorite.
Yes.
I'll buy you an Nokia phone.
I wonder Nokia. How much those things go for.
I mean, like, that's my defense weapon. Y'all, right. Nokias?
Well, let's see what happens to these guys and gals.
Okay, let's figure out what happens. Sorry, I keep cutting off. Okay, wait, back to the cop voice. Where is he? There he is. Okay. "Lower your voice, get in the vehicle, and keep your fucking head down," he said, walking me to the car and checking over his shoulder every few steps. He was clearly agitated. I slumped into the back seat, dreading the moments those headlamps came back on, convinced the creature would be standing right in front of us, eager to kill. I expected his fiendish claws to shatter through the window, grab me by the neck, and crush my windpipe at any moment. But nothing of the sort happened. The cruiser switched gears, and we drove away in silence. There was blood everywhere and my mind was in pieces. The officer had an apprehensive demeanor about him, the sort of look one has when you haven't been on the job long enough. Neither of us said a word. A large Sonic drink sat in one of the cup holders. In the other, a crumbled all-subs burrito wrapper covered in grease. Scattered shotgun shells wavered nervously on the passenger seat. The policeman adjusted his rearview mirror in my direction. "You okay back there, amigo?" he asked, lowering the window an inch and covering his nose. My stink was suffocating. I remained silent. The officer pressed several keys on his mobile data terminal. A John Wayne bobblehead stood smug on his dashboard. Sirens blazing, a couple of patrol cars sped past us in the opposite direction. The back of my head felt wet. "They won't find him," he said, almost annoyed, rubbing his left shoulder. "But maybe that's a good thing." I looked up at his reflection for the first time. He noticed. The officer shifted his weight on the seat and hesitated. After a short pause, he continued on in a serious tone. "Whatever that thing is attacked you tonight. It shows up at random in boondocks all across the Great Plains. Always during this season. Always in the dark. Any tiny sumbitch from here to the Mississippi can tell you about it. Don't mind me, it's a complicated word, Mississippi."
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Mississippi. Too many S's and too many I's.
Right.
Yeah, Mississippi can tell you about it. He took a sip through the red plastic straw and kept going. "Hell, the locals even have names for it depending on where you're at. Ever heard of the Collector or Metalhead? Every podunk around calls him something different. It's like any other urban legend, you know how it goes. This one just happens to be true." There's a hint of pride in the last remark. The faint radio transmission's steady buzz, occasionally interrupted by a law enforcement code played in the background to the officer's words. "Every now and again, relatively speaking, mind you, we get reports of a sighting. There's a creepy tall man at the end of the street, or a long freak is lurking in the alleyway, you know, that sort of thing. It's fine most of the time, but every now and again, it doesn't end well. Old people know better than most." He gripped the steering wheel with both hands. I leaned back and took a deep breath. My whole body was beginning to throb. The officer turned on the blinker and continued unabashed. "My own uncle saw him up close to it for a second back in 86. He was driving home from work late one night when out of nowhere, a towering pale man, standing in the middle of the road, forced him to slam on his brakes. The truck's headlights landed on the thing for a split second. Then, it was gone. My uncle swears the guy was wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt, the one where Satan is hanging on his puppet strings. The number of the beast," he said, raising his voice.
"Oh, shit."
It was apparent the officer was trying to keep me awake. A neon red cross appeared on the horizon. "You're not the first, you know. Survivor, I mean. At least not according to the stories we hear from neighboring police departments." "The way I see it, Metalhead likes to play with his food," the policeman asserted. "Poor bastards, apparently. They never end." He stopped himself before finishing the sentence. A funeral silence filled the space. If the rumors he'd heard were true, a cruel fate awaited me. Exhausted, I placed my forehead on the steel mesh cage between us and started to sob quietly. Lighting up the iPod's LEDs in my pocket, I managed to highlight the dark stains on my jeans. Blood, just starting to coagulate, dripped down sluggishly down my naked chest. I lost consciousness in the backseat of the patrol car, humiliated, broken, defeated. That was the last summer I ever spent in the Foschentown? I'm sorry, I can't pronounce things.
Okay.
In the Foschentown. Its bloodied streets belonged to the devil alone. Starving ghosts roam the sullen roads, feeding on the anguish of his victims, feeding on me. And I can feel them every day, a heavy sense of dread resting cold on my head. Painful, at times. I was wearing a crown of lead. Soon after being released from the hospital, once the numerous stitches on my body had some time to heal, I packed my suitcase and left the cursed, derelict place, never to return. One last picturesque sunrise, full of color and fiction, witnessed my departure at dawn. Today, 15 years later, I live covered in scars.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up a post-it. Back to the story. I live covered in scars, a daily reminder of my harrowing escape and the terrifying possibility of undiscovered horrors. Most people can't understand how everything changes once you've seen a demon dead in the eyes. If something like Metalhead can exist in the flesh, who's to say there aren't a thousand other creatures of nightmare? Legions, even supernatural, capricious life forms with evil intent and sinister appetite, ripping apart unsuspecting humans in the darkest corners of the earth. And so I spend my days in fear and self-imposed isolation, only going out when absolutely necessary and never past sundown, just to be safe. There are 6 deadbolt locks on my front door, each with its own stainless steel security chain. Aluminum rollers, shutters reinforce the plexiglass windows of my small apartment. I've been working with different construction crews in the big city since, only ever taking daytime jobs, though, just to be safe. I never finished my degree, and after work, most of my free time is spent in front of the computer screen, looking for signs of him or his kin. Though things may seem normal on the surface, macabre tales of unexplained disappearances and violent ends abound, if you know where to look. Whispers of the Pale Man pervade certain online forums. However, actual sightings of are scarce. One single blurry picture evidences his existence. Perched on top of a streetlight, his unmistakable ghoulish appearance fixed on the person holding the camera. A living gargoyle. Apparently, the JPEG was found and leaked a few years back by a rookie working the evidence locker at the police department. The sorry son of a bitch who took the photo remains unidentified. His head was never recovered. Sometimes, I lie awake at night, unable to sleep, wondering if the sound of looming, ever-approaching footsteps is coming from outside the door or inside my head. Paralyzed, afraid of shadows and dust. Certainly, once you begin to doubt your own thoughts, madness becomes inevitable. Sanity gets peeled away like a scab, leaving behind a festering psychosis. Damaged, irreparable, shatter pieces of what once was a man. But where evil exists, alone in my room, surrounded by empty fast food containers and meticulous variety of religious iconography, I grit my teeth and curse my luck that I ever walked the desolate, haunted roads of that small college town. Marked for life, a sacrifice, plaything for the damned, another martyr to its beautiful, bedeviled summer nights. The end.
Damn. That was actually a really great story. I'm not even going to lie. That was
really cool. Spooky.
That was really good. Like, I imagined it like some, like, werewolf almost kind of creature. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was just spooky.
That was spooky.
So ominous and weird and, like, wow. It's got me paranoid.
I'm scared now, yeah, but I don't live in a college town, so chilling like a villain.
Yeah. Well,
not
are you,
to brag.
Are you having to like head off here in a little bit?
I've got about like I could do like 10 more minutes or okay, so. It's sweet. Just I don't want to pass out on stream.
Oh no, it's fine. So wait, not to brag about what?
Checking my water. Wait, what's good?
What you were saying? Not to brag.
I said, sorry that I'm chugging my water on stream. Because I don't know how like close I am to the mic.
It's fine. Yeah. Like, I'm controlling, like, a little knob to, like...
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
If I, like, drink.
Glug, glug, glug. Okay.
Glug, glug, glug.
Okay, so that was Paula's story. Summer Nights, that was that story. Right?
It was called Summer Nights by Rodrigo.
It reminds me of, Marlboro Nights.
Oh,
I don't want to go to college tomorrow because there's a fucking monster coming after me.
Aren't we all monsters coming after other people?
Yeah. Wait, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me flip this. Okay, so we're about to begin my story. My story is a little bit shorter, I believe. It's about like a 10-minute story or something. So, yeah, this one calls Girl Has Incredible Encounter in Her Home. The source is by someone called Sniggity. r/humanoid encounters. So I guess we're kind of reading through the same kind of genre tonight. Like humanoid encounters, because that's a pretty humanoid encounter.
Humanoid.
All right, so yeah, let's get started. And if you need to dip out, we can just like take a pause or something, and then we'll like, I'll go to commercial break, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Commercial break. We have commercials?
Yeah.
For realsies?
For realsies. I can press a button that says returning shortly. And then I can run ads.
How fun. Pretty do you get money for the ads?
Yes. Yes, we do.
How fun.
Right? Yeah. Okay, so the story begin.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine. This happened when I was about 13 or so. It was summertime, and I was on vacation with my parents. We had hit the road and driven quite a ways to visit my older sister who lived across the country. After spending time together and sharing supper, we decided to call it a night. My parents slept in my sister's bedroom, and she slept in the neighboring room with her small son. It's important to note a few things at this point. My mother is a round, short woman with very delicate feminine features. She has round glasses, and that night we went to bed in a long, blue nightgown. My sister, on the other hand, is a very tall and athletically built, taking after my dad in regards to her facial features. She too has glasses, but unlike my mother, hers were square-shaped. She went to bed in a shorter, orange and striped nightgown. These small but substantial differences are key. Now, since all of the bedrooms were full, I was given a blanket and pillow to sleep on the couch with. Of course, like any kid, I watched TV for a few hours, well into the night. This sounds like the 70s or something.
It does sound like the 70s. Like the 70s. Get out of here, Eric Foreman.
At around 4 a.m., it dawned on me that we had plans for the next day, so I should try and get some rest. After tossing and turning for about an hour or so, I gave up and just laid on my back staring at the stairs visible from the nearby window. As the natural light flooded through the room, from the sun rising, I flipped through some photo albums. I did this for a while, not having slept at all the entire night. At this point, I was pretty bored and lonely, hoping someone would wake up soon and talk to me. Around 8 a.m., I heard a door slowly open and someone came out into the hallway. At my sister's house, the living room is sunken into a small staircase of maybe 3 steps lead to... Wow, this is a really fucking weird sentence.
Go.
At my sister's house, the living room is sunken. And a small staircase of maybe 3 steps leads to the raised kitchen and dining room. I get it. Okay. I'm just dumb.
Okay.
All right. In the living room, there is a doorless archway that leads down to the basement and laundry room. This means that I could look up and see what was going on in the dining area from the couch. This person hummed a little and then was caught off guard by a table in the dining room. What the fuck? Full of framed pictures of family my sister had on display. I don't know how to describe the way they looked at the photos besides saying they were bewildered by them. Maybe even enchanted, letting out an occasional ooh and ah. I could tell it was a woman, but I wasn't sure if it was my mother or sister. This was strange because, like I said, they looked alike but were also very distinguishable. I also felt this weird feeling because everyone in my family has seen these photos many times, and I'd even say may own a few copies of their own of those exact same photos, so why act so amazed by them? I said, "Hey, Ma, what are you doing?" in a nervous yet warm voice. No response. Okay, then, it was my sister. "Hey, good morning, blank." That's what it says, because I guess they're not calling any names in the story. "Hey, good morning. What are you making your dear sibling for breakfast?" No response. What? I knew I was definitely loud enough. They had heard me for sure. That uneasy feeling in my stomach grew stronger now, and I had no idea why. The likeness of my sister and mother was there, so it wasn't like a stranger or something. Then I noticed something very off. They were wearing a knee-length blue and orange striped nightgown. Their height wasn't short, but it wasn't tall either. It was average. They had a muscular build, but could not be called skinny either. The hair was the same color as both my sister and mother's, and so was the skin color. They spelled skipped wrong and, like, completely butchered it. It says sclipped.
Oh, no.
Okay, anyways.
That was way off.
Right? Yeah. My heart skipped, and I thought, who the hell is this? Maybe someone stayed overnight? But how could they have... I've laid right beside the front door all night. When they turned around and went to inspect another photograph on a wall near that staircase, their face made my heart sink. It was... Holy fuck. It was a hybrid of my mother and sister's most discernible features.
Oh, shit.
With glasses that were round on the bottom, but squared on the top.
That's the real horror.
Yo, a hybrid. Dude, that's terrifying. That is terrifying.
I am very easily terrified, and I can confirm for you guys, it's terrifying. Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, right? I mean, like, don't you hate it whenever your mom and dad get hybrid, you know, like, they get linked together somehow?
And yeah, they just walk around the house. Happens.
Yeah, right? It's the worst.
It's like, guys, keep it in the bedroom. I'm trying to say something.
Okay.
I did it. I highlighted my message. Sorry.
Wait, what?
For everyone wondering. I highlighted my message.
Oh, whack.
I figured out how to use whack.
Yeah.
Had to make it important, guys. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Their eyes were not my mother's or my sister's. They were very wide and unnerving and darted all around the walls very quickly. Very excitedly. It was as if my mother and sister had been Frankenstein together into one person. My knee-jerk reaction after seeing their face was... What the fuck? What does sooch mean? Scooch? Oh.
Scooch.
Once again, I can't read. Their face was to scooch my legs in and pretend I was sleeping. I could feel the veins in my neck beating very hard, and my breathing became very loud and labored. Whoever the hell it was came down the stairs and looked around the living room with that same excitement. I don't know how to explain how scared I was as it came closer to me. I thought maybe if I stayed quiet, it would pass by me. I was also scratching and pinching myself now, in case I was asleep without realizing it. The pain was very real. I was awake. The thing I watched with my eyes squinted took up an interest in a photo album I had left.
So sorry. Bless I totally just sneezed.
God damn it.
Hi, Ben. It is September, Eternal Viper. It is.
Hey, what's up, Viper? Welcome to the chat, man.
What's good, boo? Pete Davidson is 6'3". Sorry, this isn't related.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's a very tall and lanky kind of dude.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Being 6'3 and all that.
We are reading horror stories, Viper. We're pretty
we're pretty killing spooked. It. You may have come in just when I sneezed, which was on me. Sorry. Yeah.
Then.
And not a single person said bless you. Or Gesundheit, hey, I said my bless preferred you. Version. Oh, you did say bless you. That's on me. That's on me. Sorry. I'm a little liar.
Man, what the hell? I'm just kidding. Okay. Then, probably Viper, the worst
you're doing
thing.
Too much. So busy. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's fine. And emailing my teacher about a vehicle. Oh, okay. Sweet. Okay, back to the story. Then, probably the worst thing that could have happened. My sister's portable home phone rang.
That's the Nokia. What is it with the phones? Please.
My sister had answered a call last night and had put the phone on the couch's frame between the wall and its cushions. The thing's face became very alarmed, and it turned in my direction and saw me and became very, very angry. I opened my eyes and looked at her in her face and just stared back, with my entire body trembling. Its eyes were pure black, total darkness, like two huge pupils, staring right at me and furious. It opened its mouth unnaturally wide and screamed, "No," at me, then turned and darted down the stairs to the basement, where I heard a door slam shut, and it kept yelling, "No, no, no, no." I stared at the archway for a long time, still shaking and digging my nails into my arm, begging to wake up because I was so afraid it would come back, wishing I was just dreaming. I literally could not move because I was too scared to get up in case it came back or was waiting at the ark, and I could not speak for the reason. My brain abandoned me. With a little semicolon and sad face. An hour must have passed like that. I did not move. It had stopped yelling, and this was for some reason even scarier than when it had been yelling, because at least then I knew it was downstairs and not slowly climbing back up the stairs to fillet me alive. I heard a door open again from the hallways upstairs and stared at it, full of adrenaline at this point. It was my mom, exactly herself, and in the right nightgown. She was humming as she put on coffee and started making toast. Another door opened, my sister this time, fully as she had looked before heading off to bed. She and my mom talked for a bit, and I just stared at them. My sister eventually saw me staring at her over the banister and yelled, "What the hell? Why are you just staring at me? Why didn't you say something?" I replied back in a very shaky voice. "I did. Twice." They looked at each other as if to say, "Huh?" And I told my mom I hadn't slept yet, and she said that was a big mistake, etc. What the fuck? Oh, okay. Okay. It says IR breakfast, but I ate breakfast with them.
IR breakfast.
I am breakfast. IR. Fuck, I just I ate breakfast with them and then realized eventually I was awake and had really not slept at any point that night. Alright, coming up on the ending here. I decided against my judgment to tell them what had just happened in case it came upstairs to hurt them. They pretty much laughed at me and told me I'd just fallen asleep and imagined it, told me I was nuts. My sister told me to go to sleep with my nephew and asked me to try and fix the screen in her room as it had somehow fallen out of the window onto the floor in the night. On my way to her room, I walked by that table in the dining room and noticed all of the frames were moved and in different places than last night. I pointed this out very excitedly, like, "See? See?" And my sister just shrugged it off and said her son liked looking at them. I kept pressing the issue, so my sister, much to my hysterical protest, went to the basement in every room just to make me shut up about it. She didn't see anything unusual. I laid in the bed and did not sleep a wink. I still think about it from time to time and did not ever sleep on that couch again, opting instead to sleep in the floor of the room my parents were in and locking the door. That was fucking weird, I will say.
That was weird.
That was really weird. Like, it's more like sinister than like spooky, I will say. I think both of our stories were a little more sinister than anything, because like I feel like I've seen that in a movie before.
It took me a whole hour to read mine. I'm sorry, everyone.
No, it's totally fine.
I really prolonged it.
That's usually how it goes, because like it's kind of like acting. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, like, you're putting yourself in this situation, and you're taking your time to read every single line so precisely. So, basically, how true. It sums up is that, like, if I would, like, record a story, if I know that it's a 30-minute story, I know I'm guaranteed getting an hour-long episode. You know what I mean? And I'm like, who the hell can read this in 30 minutes? My attention span is like a squirrel.
Like, it says 30-long story, I'm like, all right, see you guys in 2 hours.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do. Oh,
that was a great story, though. Wow.
That was a great story.
Yeah.
Scared me a little.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Was sticky.
For sure.
So, yeah.
I didn't really do enough accents in mine.
Yeah. Is Paula going to head out
here? I don't do one. Ak-o-taco. I might have to head out and snooze and all that jazz.
That is totally fine. We're about to run two commercial breaks, so you could just, like, bounce in the Discord call. So yeah, but yeah, thank you everybody. Let's thank Paula for reading.
Let's thank me, guys.
Awesome
please.
Story, because that was scary, and we should do this again. I mean, I think that we should do this every week. Honestly,
I agree.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to use things, and I don't think I know.
No.
I'm just messing on Twitch.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. All hearts in the chat for Paula.
Hearts in the chats for me, pretty
hearts
please.
Hearts in the chats. Yeah.
I'm putting my own heart in the chat. Let's see. Am I doing it?
I love the dab and heart. It's so fun. So fun to play
too
with.
Many hearts. It's just stupid.
It's called PogChamp.
PogChamp.
Yeah.
All right, kitty cats. This goes out to everyone. Charlie, thank you for having me on.
Yeah. No problem. No problem. We're probably going to read like one little short story and then we're just going to wrap it up here. But yeah, join us next week.
Definitely. Eternal Viper, I'm following you. I'm heading out.
Hey, later.
All right, everyone on the East Coast with me. Sleep. Keep it sleazy. Smell you later. Later, losers.
Bye.
Bye.
And guys, that was Paula Perez. Guys, we are actually going to take a quick commercial break. So, yeah. Because, you know, I have to go do things in order to take a break. So, yeah, guys, we'll be right back. Thank you. Hello. Hi, everyone. So actually I think that we might end the stream here because I don't want to leave Paula out and you know fun stuff like that. So yeah, we're going to end it here actually. Thank you all for the donations. Thank you, Oswald. Thank you for the win. And thank you, Oswald, again. Not my problem. And, thank you to all of our subs. We really do appreciate everything that you do for us. We're upping up the production quality and everything like that. So, I'm spooked out. And, we're gonna end it. And, catch us back here next week. And I also have good news. I got a part in a movie. Updating everybody on more information about that soon. Okay. Thank you, everybody. And I'll see you later. Bye.